welcome to episode 8 of Anime and Us Solo. I'm TJ.
I'm Marcus.
And this is the review show that reviews anime-related shows one episode at a time. Not really, because of Marcus. Sorry. It's really messing up this intro. No, I'm not redoing the intro, because then we have to stop the recording and do a whole, it's a whole process.
You're right. Oh, it's so dumb. Okay.
We're just going to push through here. This is episode 15, and it's called The Stray. We open up with Ruby, Team Ruby, walking through the city as they're preparing for the festival that's coming up, the tournament and everything, where all the other schools come. And they're just, and Weiss wants to go down to the docks to spy on the other kids so she can get an advantage in the upcoming tournament and so forth and so forth. On their way to the docks, they come across a crime scene where more dust shots are getting robbed, and Weiss is saying, well, the cops say, tell them that this place was shot. I don't know why the cops are just giving away privileged information to these kids, but...
Because these kids are, you know, the main characters.
Yeah, but these stereotypical detective cops explain to them that, you know, it's being robbed. It's not like it's a part of an investigation or anything. You can't tell the people. I mean, I guess it's a fictional world. It doesn't matter, but...
No, you're not wrong. And the way they tell them, like, there's, like, the cops say it so nonchalantly while still pay attention to the crime scene, like, why even bother saying any of this?
Right. And then they start talking about how they think it might be the White Fang behind it.
Yeah.
And then Weiss is like, those criminals, and Blake's upset that she's calling them criminals. And this is pretty much the bulk of this episode. Weiss and Blake fighting over whether the White Fang are criminals or not. And Blake thinks Weiss is discriminatory. Weiss's family has been at war with the White Fang because she owns, like, most of the dust companies. Her family owns the dust companies. And the White Fangs, like, killed board members and kidnapped family friends and stuff.
And this is a trope that's been tired, but I've always loved this kind of thing. Like, well, you gotta look at it through my perspective. Then you gotta look through my perspective. And it's like, it's cheesy, but it makes sense.
It's not bad, their argument is going on. It's just throughout the entire episode.
Yeah, it's because this episode's, what, 10, it's 13 minutes long. That's a long time to watch an argument like that take place.
And meanwhile, Yang and Ruby are just watching from the sidelines the whole time.
Yes.
But as Blake's defending the Faunus, which who are the White Fang, that's the group within the Faunus that's doing it. We get a Faunus with a monkey tail who was stowaway and proving Weiss's point that they're criminals because he stowed away and he stole food and now he's running from the streets. This monkey, and he, as the monkey's running away from the cops, he winks at Blake, and then Team Ruby follows him.
Can I just mention how great it must be to have an extra monkey tail like that? I've always wanted one as a kid. I see Nightcrawler and X-Men. That's just like, that is a thing.
Yeah, that's interesting.
I'm sorry.
No, I'm not knocking it. I mean, he uses it to great effect. He's like, kind of like, what? I don't know what that kind of, it's, I guess it's Capra something fighting. I forget what it's called.
Capoeira.
Capoeira fighting, is that what it is? What
yeah,
he's
when
using?
When you're like fighting for low, kicking.
Right, because he uses his fists and stuff, and he usually uses like a staff that turn into chain guns or whatever. It's really weird. But we don't get to really know, his name's Sun, we don't learn that until the next episode, but we don't really get to know much about him in this episode.
No, just that he eats bananas and it's a monkey.
Yeah, I didn't even notice the banana comparison, honestly. I noticed he was eating bananas, but I didn't even think about the monkey comparison. Team Ruby chases after him, but they bump into this strange girl who Weiss knocks over, and she's really, really strange. Like, she's knocked over, and she continues talking to him while laying down, and they ask her if she wants to get up, and she's like, yes, and then she gets up.
Yeah, she gets fixated on Ruby.
Because Ruby calls her friend.
Yeah.
And she's like, are we really friends? And everyone else shakes their head no, and Ruby's like, yes. And they all, like, fall down. She's like, and she gets all excited. The girl's name's Penny.
And Penny has orange hair and neon green, I guess, eyes?
Neon green eyes, yeah. And she's wearing this kind of like a suit, almost.
Yeah, I don't know how you like, explain it.
Like a suit pants kind of thing?
Yeah.
Anyway, after the strange encounter with Penny, who's very robotic in the way she talks and stuff, Weiss and Blake go back with fighting about the Faunus.
And what to call them and how to treat them.
Yeah, and they apparently it goes on for hours, because by the time they get, they're still doing it back at the room, and it's nighttime.
Yeah, and if I was part of that group, like, you know what, guys? You guys do your thing. I'm going this way for a little while.
Yang and Ruby are still just in the back where Jess watching.
Yeah.
They have no comments. And eventually Weiss explains why she hates the Faunus. It's because, you know, like I said earlier, they killed board members. They stole a whole train full of dust, which was a reference to Blake's trailer.
Mm-hmm.
And then Blake says, well, maybe we got tired of you pushing around, accidentally admitting that she was part of the White Fang. And everybody just stares at her, and Blake runs out of the room. And yeah.
Yeah.
She runs out of the room and goes outside, takes off her bow, and reveals her kitty ears, and she's a Faunus.
Yeah, little black kitten ears.
And as good.
As she's staring at a statue.
Of a Faunus and a woman.
Yes.
Not a Faunus, a Grimm and a woman. But as she takes it off, Sun says, I thought you would look better without the bow, admitting that he knew
who she was.
What she was, I would say.
Yeah.
Next morning, Ruby wakes up and Blake's still not home. Apparently, she's been gone all weekend long. So her and Ruby, Weiss, and Yang go look for her. And we see her drinking tea with Sun, and she says, so you want to know who I am? And then it ends dramatically. Dun, dun, dun.
Dun, dun, dun. No, overall, it's a decent episode.
Yeah, it's a setup for the season finale.
Yeah, and that's what we need, I guess.
Yeah, so we have all the pieces here of all the, what's the word I'm looking for? The contention, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, and fighting.
Right. So, it's not a bad episode. It's a lot of talking, a lot of explanation going on.
Yes.
But it's, like I said, this is just development, and this is definitely a setup episode. It's not a bad one to going into the season finale.
No, like, this whole season so far, even the slow episodes aren't slow compared to other shows.
No, because the show's short. Like, exactly. This one was a longer one, but it was still, 10 minutes?
Yeah, so compare that to 20-30 minute episodes, 45 minute episodes or something, still chewable.
When you have to fill the time, though, that's when things get, yes. You know. And that, a lot of anime fall into that trope, but, you know.
Sadly.
But yeah, anything else you wanted to talk about at this one?
I wish, but no, I'm excited for the season finale.
Yeah, we'll have a lot to say in the next one.
Yeah.
I'm sure, because a lot happens in that episode.
A lot.
All right, I guess on that note.
Peace.
Yeah, bye.